What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Well, these guys are both on that list, the best free agent signings in Philadelphia sports history, and certainly the last 30 years or so. Welcome back.
It's kind of a terrible song.
But they're the best.
Excuse me? I mean,
we're like, trying to play the theme.
No, Kyle. Back in the day when you first heard it, it was great. But, man, once you hear
a lot of pop culture from the 80s is just awful.
It's like when you listen to it now, you'd be like,
It's the cheese thing. The 80s is probably the decade of the cheese, man. Yeah.
To be fair, has any decade aged particularly well? When you go back to, I mean, maybe some music decades, but man, like not clothing decades. Go back and look at people. They look ridiculous.
The 90s, man.
The 80s were pretty good.
In terms of clothes?
The 80s is probably aged the worst.
Yeah, you were talking about.
Well, culture, music.
I remember, what was it? Was the penny loafers in the 80s? Penny loafers were pretty stylish.
Well, so like... I mean, you can look at me. The mustache from the 90s is coming back. The mullet's coming back.
I noticed that 90s
stuff is coming
back. Yeah, I mean, that was my heyday. I was a kid. I mean, I got to be a teenager.
I'm not a big fan of like older movies. Mm-hmm. The 90s was the best decade for movies.
90s
probably
was a major decade
if I had to
for
go
movies.
If I had to go pre-2000s. And then
movies kind of stink since then, if we're being real.
Oh, no.
I don't think there's as many great ones. I mean, look at 94. It was Murderer's Row of movies. It was
right,
like 10
okay,
all-timers.
Sure. Yeah, okay. But so I guess I'm comparing it to the 80s where you had like Dirty Dancing and like the cheesiest movies ever made. They age horribly.
But they were hits. I mean, it worked in the moment.
Yeah, because you guys didn't know what good movies were back then.
I was a baby then. This is Hugh's issue. I mean, Hugh's the one.
We know about Hugh's taste in movies. He's a Tubi peruser.
Tubi, Mifghanistan, man, I'm telling you. I'm gonna bring my fire stick to the hotel with me. I'm gonna watch some
You Tubi can't movies. Go to Sir Beaumont's Tubi.
Man, I got 8 hours. I can't drink. All the time.
I like how Hugh is just considering the time he has from when the show ends till he's going to sleep. Eight hours.
You know, that's why.
8 hours.
You already know I'm tired of timing it out. I'm like, yeah, what am I going
to
do?
We might need a Tubi intervention this offseason.
I know we're going to need to. Write that one down. All right, 215-592-9494. Has Saquon Barkley surpassed Bryce Harper already on the all-time Philadelphia free agent signings list? He hasn't yet for me. He has for you. Where do you come down? And should the Eagles be the favorite in the game? They're the underdog. And I look at it from every angle. And I understand what you're going to say, Mahomes and Reed. Yes, but the best roster is the Eagles. Statistically, all year, the Eagles were better in points per game, points allowed per game, yards per game, yards allowed per game, turnover differential. You can't find a number where the Chiefs are better. I mean, even the wins now is even at the end of the day. I mean, you can't find a number where the Chiefs are better other than their coach and their quarterback or who they are.
Pretty important things.
I know. But that's not usually how these lines are just set
sure.
by that.
Yeah.
You know, I just think the Eagles should be the favorite in the game. Where do you come down? All right, before we get back to the phones, though, and we do have to give you a second clue for Hugh's clues, can we hear the biggest moments of our two subjects today? So Saquon Barkley, Bryce Harper, they've both done a lot in obviously, short time for Saquon, longer time for Bryce, but they're symbolic moments. Let's hear Saquon first, the play that really put the Rams away a couple weeks ago in the snow.
Hurts in the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
So a couple of things I love from the cut. One is the crowd noise, just how loud it starts to get. And then, Hugh, we heard this a lot this year, the uh-oh from Mike Quick.
Yeah, that was funny.
I mean, you don't need to watch it. You hear the uh-oh from Mike Quick, and he's gone.
Yeah, you already know what it is.
Yes, and you know what this is. Bryce Harper's greatest moment here as a Philly. It was game 5 of the 2022 NLCS when Bryce Harper went deep against Robert Suarez of the Padres.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes.
And it is gone.
Yes. Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
And I get goosebumps still when I hear it. I mean, I know we played it all the next year. It's such an incredible call. What a moment for Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. Even the ending. I mean, Scott recognized in the moment that's probably the moment of his career. Like, he could win the World Series, but is he going to hit a bigger home run than that? Probably not. I mean, that's send a team to the World Series.
I gotta say, man, that Citizens Bank Park crowd.
I know. It's loud.
It's lethal.
That's pretty awesome. All right, before we go back to the phones, Hugh, could you give everyone a second clue? Because obviously your first one didn't work today.
The first clue was awesome. Mm-hmm. Stop that. The second clue is for all those who had all these, a bunch of guesses. It is seafood. So you're on the right track.
Okay, so you can eliminate dessert now from your thinking and all that. Yeah. So
I feel like we're heading towards getting the answer soon.
It feels like that. I mean, we got a couple seafood answers. All right, so it's a current Philadelphia athlete's favorite food, and it is officially seafood. All right, let's grab Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Gilio, Kyle, Big V.
What's up, man?
Big V, what's up?
Yo. Okay, let's see. It's Saquon. Hands down, Saquon.
Hands down? I mean, he's been here 1 year.
What? He's been here 1 year. Look what he did, okay? He actually changed how the NFL now scouts, coach, and plan. See, the running game was basically on its way to being a dinosaur, and then he started coming in there with that offensive line that we have and his athletic ability. Now he has changed it where now teams have started to actually work on improving their running game. And running backs now, you know, getting some good checks.
Hmm. Well, it's a part of it. I mean, I could also say
no good checks yet.
I could also say Derrick Henry was a part of it, right? The two of them together. It's not just Saquon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to give him credit, too. And you know, while we're doing it, Howie and Laurie had a lot to do with it, too. So, like I said, the offensive line. I mean, that running game has now become a staple where, you know, the NFL was on its way to being just explosive passing. It was dropped back and thrown for 30 yards. And now it's like, and defenses, you know, were recording. Now, you know, defenses are playing completely honest and even checking in the box because we have such a talented, sensational run game that, you know, they have to take their precautions. I mean, he's been breaking more yards than most people have been doing in their accomplishing in their passing on his legs. And it's going back to the old smash mouth football, you know, where the guy takes it to the house, you know, the home run, the run for daylight, you know, like you said, it's like seeing, in my day, it was like Wilbert Montgomery, Walter Payton, you know, that sweet style of running, you know, that it has brought back another dimension of football for everybody. And, I mean, I can't take away what Bryce has done. I mean, he got the daycare together. I mean, he's just smacking his home runs. But let's look at this. Have we gotten to the World Series with him?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, have we won the World Series with him?
No. And the Eagles haven't won the Super Bowl with Saquon yet.
Okay. Okay. So then, if anything, I'd say they're dead even.
Well, I mean, but you got to make a pick here, baby.
Okay, well, I'm going to go Saquon.
Okay,
I'm going to Saquon. But in terms of the Eagles, you know, that 1-point thing, I think there's more of them respecting the legacy of Kansas City rather than, you know, the talent of Kansas City right now. But you know, I also have to say this. You know, yeah, I'm an Eagles fan. I bleed green. All right?
We know.
By the way, the Niners were a favorite last year. They were the favorite in the game. The Eagles were the favorite 2 years. So we can't just say Mahomes is always the favorite. The last two Super Bowls, he was the underdog. He's the favorite this time. I think he's wrong.
The favorite this time. But here's the thing with the Eagles. When they're considered the underdog, you know, Sirianni didn't say anything to substantiate this. In fact, he said, oh, no, we're just going to remain honest and, you know, do, you know, he goes into the nutty professor dialect. But when the Eagles are, you know, considered the underdogs, they seem to play harder. Like they've got, you know, something to prove, something to do. They want to show you that they're the best.
We have seen that over the years. So this team, Big V, hasn't been an underdog for most, you know, I mean, like what, four times this season, maybe? Ravens, Bengals.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
They're underdog in Tampa? Saints?
Yeah, I think we were because we were pretty banged up going into that game.
If my memory serves, I think they've been underdogs only 3 or 4 times the whole year. So we haven't seen much of it, Big V. But yeah, maybe they use it for a little motivation. All right, Big V, what do you got? Who's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to go Lobster.
Lobster, Big V. Not
a bad guess.
But we're getting close here. We're getting close to the finish line here. And we got a $150 gift card to give away to Wild Fork Foods. All right, let's go to Alex, who's in Philadelphia. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up? Long time no hear from you, Deezy.
What's going on?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Alex.
How you guys been?
We're good.
We're getting ready for a Super Bowl. How are you, Alex?
You
listen, I knew this was going to happen, even with the rough start.
You knew they were going to be in the Super Bowl?
Even with the rough start, but I wanted to keep my mouth shut because I ain't want to do the shit I did. Oh, sorry. I ain't want to do what I did with the Phillies.
Oh, you jinxed it, Alex. It was your fault. Yeah. So most people have told me that. When I see people, they're like, that guy, Alex, he jinxed the Phillies.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I jinxed us. But, yeah, he's not there yet. Until he goes out and them guys get him and Coop their birthday presents, which is the Super Bowl ring, then he surpasses Bryce.
See, now we're talking, Alex. He needs that ring. You need a ring to finish it.
Unless you got that ring, got you.
Yeah. That's going to be a heck of a birthday present for them guys.
Well, it is. It's so February 9th, I believe, is Saquon's birthday and Cooper.
Yeah. And Coop. That's the best birthday present guys can ask for.
Alex, who should be the favorite in the game?
Vegas got it wrong, baby. Mm-hmm. They got it dead wrong. Hugh, remember that time? I forget what team I told you about that we were going to cook them. We're going to cook the Chiefs.
You remember that, Hugh?
We're going to cook the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Cook them.
Cook them.
We're going to cook them.
What's the score?
I'm going to say 47-17.
Damn.
30 man, points.
That ain't about to happen.
30 points.
We're going to cook them. Their defense can't do anything without offense.
30 points.
And
yeah.
And their defense can't do anything without offense.
Okay.
And their offense can't do anything without defense.
They do have Reed and Mahomes. They usually move the ball a little bit.
They can move the ball, but it's going to get taken away in the second half. And they can have the ball with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, down 3 touchdowns.
Well, that would make me feel good. Yeah, I'll take that.
He works out.
I know.
He works out.
47-17. That's a big one. All right, Alex, what do you got for us? A guess for Hughes Clues.
I'm just going to say salmon cheesesteak.
Salmon cheesesteak.
No, Alex. But you ever have one of those?
No.
No, I never have either. 47-17 is where we're at for the predictions. We got a week. We got, six more shows after today?
So, I don't believe in tempting fate or superstitions mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Are we poking the bear a little bit, though?
No, it's fine. I think people are welcome to make whatever prediction they want. Just know, you're out of your mind to predict that score. You're just going to be wrong. I'm sorry. There's no way that happens.
Patrick Mahomes has started 132 games in the NFL. He's lost by double digits, which is just 10 or more.
Yeah, we're going to beat him by 30 in the Super Bowl, though.
I told y'all this was going to happen, though.
And I blame you.
Why you blame me?
Because you got everyone dreaming of the parade, so now they're drumming this up in their minds. Win,
but I've always said it wasn't going to be easy. Now, if you want to get on me about something, I said it wasn't going to be easy last week, and it kind of was.
Kind of was, yeah.
Yeah,
you
but
dope.
Still. Yeah, basically, but no, this
don't
ain't,
you
this
know
ain't,
ball.
This ain't going to be easy, dog. And the 41 points. What y'all think? The Kansas City Chiefs are going to go out there and just lay down, huh? Hey, Eagles, you know what? We got two. Y'all, we don't need another. Go ahead. We gonna escort y'all into the end zone.
If your whole shtick is to come on and just be as big of a fan as possible and say we're going to blow them out, then that's fine. But if you are in the business of trying to get the score right, don't predict that score.
Yeah,
I promise
Alex
you, you're
was
not
right
be
once before. Did you not hear his phone call? We didn't give him enough credit.
People
for that.
Remind us often, if they've ever gotten anything
right. Just as a side, when you ask me, even if you ask him to remember something I said yesterday, probably not going to remember that. Don't work like that. Don't work like that for me. So
just smile and nod.
Yes, but if you really ask me, do I remember something that was said 2 months ago? Definitely not going to remember that.
So you can convince you he said something. We do this all the time, too. Remember when you said
this?
No,
No, that's when you said, remember that, Hugh? Because you knew I didn't remember. That's why you looked at me and started laughing.
Mark and Deller, what's up, Mark?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, what's going on?
So let me just comment on two earlier callers before I get to the Saquon and Bryce thing.
Okay.
So when I first got on, did I hear a guy or a caller complaining that his wife made too much money or more money than
Well,
him?
He said he's still the primary. He said he's the pedophilius, don't care how much money his wife made. I'm ad-libbing, but that's what he said.
Gotcha. Okay. I was going to say, because my wife makes about 5 or 6 times the money that I do. And I'm proud when I go out to point that out to people.
As you should
so
be,
you're,
Mark.
You're a
good
cat
for
man.
You.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a cat man. Ain't nothing wrong.
No, and I'm happy when she gets home.
I wish somebody would keep me. I need to be kept.
Well, go find someone.
I was thinking about Oprah.
Oprah.
I need to be kept.
What do you think Oprah's going to say you knock on her door?
I got expenses.
What are the chances Oprah knows who Hugh Douglas is?
Not slim and none.
Well, hold on. Oprah is from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Donovan is a Chicago kid. I wouldn't be surprised if Oprah was paying attention to the NFL during your time.
We can make it a point for our show to get Oprah to know who Hugh Douglas is.
Yeah, now I don't know if she really remembers you, but maybe.
She'd be like, who?
Who?
Yeah, he played with Donovan. Well, I know Donovan.
Yeah, right. How are you going to land Oprah?
I don't know. I'm a wine and diner.
Wine and diner. Oprah. She doesn't need to be wine and dine. Yeah.
Gonna wine and dine you.
Go ahead, Mark.
Just had a birthday,
guys. Hugh just got a house and a jacket. How's he gonna find a
That's
girl?
Enough, yeah. That's enough for another year.
Hey, 1 year at a time, Hugh.
Hugh, stop buying some
Oprah's
dinner for
net worth
at least
is
a year.
$3 billion, and Hugh's Man. Gonna wine and dine her. Oh, okay,
I'm about to shoot the J.
So, hey, my other comment on an earlier call is somebody said something about cheesesteaks, Joe. You said something about this is the best place to get cheesesteaks. What do you know about a cheesesteak?
Well, I used to eat meat, Mark. I mean, I didn't, I wasn't a vegetarian since I was a kid. I ate plenty of cheesesteaks in my day.
Okay, I was just questioning. I didn't know if you put like tofu on a roll, and because you said that, you know, the best part about it was a roll. So,
well, so in recent years, when I've had something like it, I've had like they'll have the Impossible meat, you know, cheesesteak. Yep. So you still get the same roll.
Yeah, that ain't good, Jojo. Impossible meat.
Well, I'm not saying it's the same thing.
I'm mad at you for saying that. Ooh, like everybody's sitting there eating cheesesteaks and you eating Impossible.
Well, but if I want a cheesesteak, what am I going to do?
We're going to sit there. We're going to laugh at you. That's what we're going to do.
Well, that's fine. But I have had cheesesteaks around here. Plenty of them, Mark. I think the last time I went and got a real one, I think it was at John's roast pork. Well, like, I don't know, 7 years ago.
Yeah. Yep. And that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. On your question today, I got to say it's Saquon, man. You know, he's leading his team to the Super Bowl in his first season. And, you know, I know Bryce won the MVP and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, dude, Saquon's just been awesome this year. And Saquon would have an MVP also if they would have let him play the last game of the season.
He probably would, Mark. Or if the NFL just recognized running backs more, it's just become a quarterback award, which is kind of crazy. It's amazing the last few weeks people just stopped talking about Saquon as the MVP, even though he was incredible. Mark, what do you got for us? Give us a guess for Hughes Clues.
Let me say crawfish.
Well, Mark, you got yourself a gift card to Wild Fork Foods. You got it, Mark.
Look at you. Guess
Did you
right.
know which player's favorite food is crawfish?
No, I don't have a clue. I just kind of Hugh gave out the last clue saying it was seafood, and with the other guesses, you know, that you're supposed to listen to.
Yes, good job, Mark.
You know, and with the game being down in New Orleans, I was like, it's got to be crawfish.
So you're right, you got it. It's Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is favorite food.
Apparently, Devontae's too.
It must be like if a Southern thing.
And full disclosure, I got a phone call because I have some friends down there, and they were asking me, you know, do I eat crawfish?
Yeah.
And I was like, nah. I'm not eating crawfish because I'm not sucking nothing out of nothing because that's what they do. They break them apart and suck their head out or whatever.
The head?
And I'm like, yeah,
Is that the only way to eat it?
Well, it's like you break it apart to get all the meat out and stuff.
But you're not like, no, cooking
cool.
it.
No, I don't care. I don't care, but them little things are alive when they cook them. They're not clean. Well, you're supposed to they're supposed to be alive when you cook them. You cook them with like the corn and all the other stuff, the boil.
Yeah, crawfish boil.
And I'm like, no, I'm cool.
Yeah, cool. So to eat crawfish, you hold it by the head and tail, twist to separate them, then you peel off the shell of the tail to access the meat. Well, you know how to crab?
I mean, I eat crab, but the crawfish now.
But crab, isn't crab the same thing? You're just breaking it up and eating it.
But I don't even like crab too much. Like, I will eat shrimp from the restaurant to like the little shrimp, but to actually eat it when it's in the shell.
Yeah.
What's wrong with eating it out of the shell?
No, because it's like I see what happens to them. I feel bad for them.
Don't you know?
No, you don't.
I promise you I do.
You're lying.
Because I remember one time
Harper's mom was
cooking the crab leg, the crabs.
Mm-hmm.
And like they get the blue crabs and they're still moving and they throw them in the boiling pot of water. I'm like, that's just cruel.
I got news for you. It's all still moving before you eat, but at some point.
But at least in this, like, and I'm about to spoil it for everybody, but here we are. Like, y'all don't clean them things out. Y'all eat everything, like everything inside of that crab. That made it move when it was alive, y'all just throw it in a pot and eat it. Whatever that crab ate last, whatever was in that crab intestinal tract, you eating that too. Nah, I'm cool. I'm good. I am so good.
So when we were in New Orleans and I order a crabfish boil, you're not having any?
Nah.
All right, I'll have to eat
it
myself.
It's a lot of food, though. So if you do that, from what I'm told.
A whole boil.
Yeah, if you do that, you might need to go with like a bunch of people that's gonna eat that with you because I ain't fooling. I'll probably eat a potato or something or a piece of corn.
A potato?
Yeah, but I ain't fooling with no crab.
All right, I gotta find some. Maybe Elliot or Jack will come.
Yeah, Elliot trying to hang out. You know, Elliot trying to cut loose down there.
Of course.
Yeah, he trying to get it in.
Yeah, and you are gonna be awake until what time? 8:30 p.m.
I'm giving y'all to 9:00.
Like,
I'm in the bed at 9:30, so that means about 8:55,
see ya.
I'm fading.
Where'd Hugo? He went to bed. Simon's at 8:30. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Has Saquon Barkley already surpassed Bryce Harper on the all-time Philadelphia free agents? Who should be the favorite in this game? I think it's wrong. I think the Eagles are the better roster. They have the better resume. They have better statistics. They should be the favorite in the game. The Eagles are underdogs in the Super Bowl. Where do you come down on that? And we'll get to some stuff Jason Kelce said this morning coming up on Saquon. And an emotional reflecting on his career. You'll hear that coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.